You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
On this Saturday of the week of Lent 2, the devotion for today will be from the reading from Romans chapter 3, beginning in verse 21. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood, to be received by faith. The word of the Lord. Friends, this has been a hard week walking through the opening chapters of Jeremiah. And here we read once more in Jeremiah that the people of Judah, God's people, do not fear him. Instead, they are as foolish and senseless, or literally without heart, as the lifeless idols that they have returned to. Instead of learning from what happened to the northern kingdom, Israel, they remain deaf to the warnings of the prophets, following Israel to destruction. As one commentator says, quote, "It seems the only lesson we learn from history is that we learn no lessons from it. None is righteous, no, not one. Instead of fearing the Lord and trembling in his presence, Judah fears lifeless gods, and they tremble before faithless foreign rulers. Instead of giving credit to God for his blessing and provisions, they give credit to Baal. Instead of listening to the prophets, caring for the poor, giving thanksgiving to God, and remaining faithful to him, Judah is exploited and oppressed by its own wicked people, failing to meet their responsibilities to any of these people." This is not only astonishing, but, quote, "appalling and horrible. Prophets, claiming to speak for God, proclaim lies rather than his words. Priests, who are to instruct the people in God's laws, rule by their own authority with the false prophets, and are perhaps even responsible for hiding the book of the law from the people. While it may be shocking to us that this has happened even with religious leaders, history has proven that all of us are susceptible to sin. There is always a danger that religious leaders might become insensitive to the demands of God's word and substitute their own rules, either through their own moral corruption or from a misdirected desire to win the approval of their constituency. The people do not know the laws or ways of the Lord, and as a result, most astonishing of all is the fact that the people of Judah, quote, love this kind of leadership. Wickedness can so sear the conscience that sin has no limit. There was no evil they were incapable of committing for their self-gratification, even at the expense of the fatherless and the needs of the poor. In verse 29, God asks a second time, "Shall I not punish them for these things?" In Romans 3, Paul speaks to us about the law. Once again, he reminds us that all of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, recognizing that we are not righteous people and cannot submit to his law in perfection. But Paul says something else. He says that our righteousness, our justification, is found not in ourselves, but in God. It is his righteousness, found through our redemption in Christ Jesus, that perfects us and makes us righteous too. This gift is given to us by faith, and it is the blood of Jesus that covers us and makes us whole. This week, as a week should in the season of Lent, leaves us with a deep longing. We yearn for the wholeness, the life, the mercy, the love that only our Father God can give us. We recognize our own iniquities. We see our lives and our nations in Jeremiah's account of the fall of Israel and Judah, and we cry out for redemption, for salvation. Here in the season of Lent, Jesus' time has not yet come, but in a few short weeks, it will. Cling to Jesus, friends, the Messiah and Savior who will bring us from death, destruction, and despair to that glorious Easter resurrection and the promise of new and eternal life. Let us pray. Loving Father, thank you for clinging to us even in our sin, that we may cling to you in faith and receive your abundant and great mercies. Through your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And for a Lenten response today, while the road ahead will still be difficult, sit today in the hope of the coming resurrection and the gift that the Lord has given us.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.